Well, we're going to hear kids singing this song in just a little bit, but we thought it would be a good way to start. I want to introduce you to some great guests that we have here in the studio today. And I'm going to start with you in front of the yellow microphone. What's your name?
Noah.
Hi, Noah. How old are you?
6.
And where do you go to school?
Dilworth.
Well, it's nice to meet you today. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening on the radio at home or far away?
No.
No, you never know who might be listening. I see somebody sitting right to the right of you, Noah. What's your name?
Maya.
Hi, Maya. How old are you?
4.
Well, it's nice to...
Actually, 5.
You're 5. Did you just have a birthday? Did you? What day is your birthday?
June.
So you just had one this summer. Well, you guys were at Bug Camp this summer. And Noah, what was it like there?
Went on a field trip on our last day to look at bugs.
And what was it like to look at bugs? Did you learn some things?
I found like this weird beetle-ish thing and I don't remember what else.
Well, that sounds interesting to see a beetle. What does a beetle look like?
It has like 6 legs and it has like an outside shell. And it has a little, like, pinchers.
Oh, neat. So it's kind of like a turtle, but like having a shell, but it's got a lot more legs? Or is it a little different than that? What am I talking about? Paula says.
No, it looks over here like, a turtle? Really?
A turtle?
A turtle has 4 legs and...
Well, but it's got a shell.
It does have a shell.
I have to start slow with this bug stuff. That's the voice of Paula Purnell, who led this camp along with Margaret, Zach. Tell us a little bit how it all worked out. What did you do?
Well, we had camps in June, July, and August. We had over 50 wonderful campers. Noah and Maya were at our August camp, yeah. And we looked at all kinds of bugs. We sang about bugs. We made bug puppets. We went around the property at the Rachel Carson homestead where Rachel Carson was a little girl and found the bugs that were there. And we also explored what it would be like to live at the Rachel Carson homestead 100 years ago and how they didn't have electricity, how they had to carry all their own water. And it was real different 100 years ago.
Now, somebody might be wondering why bugs? Why studying bugs would be so important? Margaret Zach is here too. How come bugs?
Oh, because bugs are very important. We know that they're part of the web of life and they're part of the food chain, and everything higher up in the food chain depends on the existence of bugs. And we learned about terrestrial bugs and aquatic bugs.
I was going to say, I thought for a minute you were going to say you learned about extraterrestrial bugs.
Not yet.
From outer space coming down. Well, one of the ways you learned was you did songs.
Yes,
and,
we did.
You've got some that we're going to hear Noah and Maya are going to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah and Maya are brother and sister, by the way. And what songs are you going to sing?
Well, we thought we'd sing the song that you just started to play, that...
There Ain't No Bugs on Me. That's a nice old song.
We have another little twist to it because we made our own instruments. I think, does somebody have our Pop-Tar?
Yes. Ah.
And this is an instrument that we made out of recycled pop bottles, and we call them Pop-Tars, and all the campers made them.
What?
Noah, you want to play a Pop-Tart during this? No? Should we get Larry
to
play
it? What do you do?
Well,
it's a pop bottle, and there is a string in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. And if you reach in the hole there.
Oh, I see. You just pluck it.
So if I sing, oh, there ain't no bugs on me. That's your part.
Oh, then I go.
Bonk, bonk. Very nice.
Okay, I can do
He's
that.
He's got that about,
I can
right?
do that.
Doesn't
I
he?
I can do that.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There
There might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Very nice.
Cicada is a funny bug that digs them in the ground and comes up every 15 years to make this awful sound. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
He does that pretty well.
This is fun. I'm trainable.
Woke up in the morning, I glanced up on the wall. The roaches and the bedbugs were having a game of ball. The score was 6-0. The roaches were ahead. A bedbug hit a home run and knocked me out of bed. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
This is fun. Wow, I don't want a solo, though.
This is your calling, Larry.
I don't want a solo. No. And I, if you say take it, I may not.
My song is almost over. I like these insect rhymes. But with 30 million species, I just don't have the time. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. There might be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no bugs on me. There might be fleas on some of your knees, but there ain't no bugs on me. There might be ants in some of your pants.
Pants!
But there ain't no bugs on me.
Take it, Larry.
Yes. This is fun. I didn't know I could have this much fun. This is really a neat little instrument.
Isn't that neat?
It's just a little string. And you can twist it to change the tones,
right.
I think, right?
That's a Paula Purnell special.
Now, don't tighten it too far or it might pop, which we had a few of those happen.
Oh, we wouldn't want to do that.
And you can bend the notes, too, by bending the stick at the top.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think
anybody
we're going to have to get a pop.
Anybody want to take over for the next hour? This is fun. Who made this? Is very pretty. Did one of you make this? Did you make one like this?
Uh huh.
It's very nice. Do you still have it at home?
Uh huh.
Well, that's nice. Did you make one too, Maya? Well, I'm glad. Now there's another song, all about parts of a bug.
Well, yeah, it's about our body parts, and then a song that most kids know about head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Ah.
But then we wanted to think, how would a bug sing this song? So we do it like a bug would sing it, too.
So bugs sing.
Yes.
Or at least how a bug would sing. Do you guys have anything else you'd like to say since you've been sitting here for a while? No? Are you having fun? I hope you're having fun.
Uh-huh.
Very good. So this is how a bug would sing head, shoulders,
knees, and toes.
Knees and toes, the human way.
And then we'll do it the bug way.
Okay.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Eyes and ears, a mouth and backbone too. That's the parts of me and you, me and you.
Okay, now we'll do it like a bug would sing it.
Head, thorax, abdomen, abdomen. Head, thorax, abdomen, abdomen. Wings and six legs, antennas too. Don't let this bug land on you. Shoo, bug, shoo.
Beautiful. I like that very much. I'll bet you're never going to look at bugs the same way again, are you? At least I'm never going to look at bugs the same
bugs
way.
Bugs are great.
Well, this the class was offered by Sense of Place Learning, of which Paula and Margaret are part of, a nonprofit that helps encourage place-based learning. And we're doing a project together on Northside Songs a little later, actually probably early next year. And I'm glad Bug Camp went so well. Anything else anybody wants to say about how things went?
Just a reminder that the Rachel Carson Homestead is hosting the Sustainable Feast.
Yes, that's this weekend
along the Carson Bridge, or Sunday, right? And they do a lot of wonderful work to help people, you know, preserve the environment.
Well, thank you for being with us. And in fact, we were talking about the Sustainable Feast last week. And Maya and Noah, you did a great job. You sounded really good today. I hope you had a good time here. Take care.